What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to the 2024-2025 Fantasy League Draft. You can see on your screen right now the logo, and you can see us on the screen. Look at that. Ah, there we are. I'm Tony Mango. Of course, you see it in the little description below. Robert E. Felice, Callum Wiggins.
Hey. Hello.
We are drafting all these people that you can see on your screen in one fashion or another. I don't know exactly how Callum's got the rules going on, but we will explain all that in a moment. Before we get into that, little reminder, drop your thoughts in the comments section below. Apologies for all the times I'm going to have to clear my throat. Apparently that's happening today. Also, let us know what you think about this. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, ring that notification bell. Make sure that you check out the Patreon, do the whole YouTube channel membership stuff. You know, just click on the little join button that's over there. If you want to toss a little spare change our way, the thanks button is the way to do that. Keep in mind about the Discord server as well. Chat it up there. And all the other stuff that we normally do here, I'm not putting it up on the screen. You can see I already messed up multiple times. You saw my OBS thing pop up. I'm just a mess today, which is a great kind of perspective to draft things. I'm just going to make so many mistakes, I'm sure. Let me switch over.
That's my line.
I tried to do this ahead of time. People can't see it. People can see it on the screen, but Robin Callum can't. Here's my kind of like my assessment. I tried to do like an A tier, S tier kind of thing. Did you guys do any kind of prep?
Did you do it? Who do you think you're doing? Well, I.
You did say that you were thinking that you might draft more with your brain than your heart this time.
I just have to use my brain and not go, well, I like, you know, Trey Bear Hill. He's not going to get released in the next 12 months.
Callum, I'm assuming that you have your S tier, A tier, all that, right?
No, I didn't do any sort of prep for this beyond the fact that I had to put it all together.
Yeah.
And then I just sat back and just waited.
So yeah, we've got this I don't know why I keep doing this, as if people are looking at my webcam. We got all of this ugly face. You can see it up on the right hand side of your screen if you're of course on YouTube. If you're not, then you can't. Then you need to go over to YouTube. That's the whole point. But Callum did set up the draft sheet. We've got the men grouped together. We've got the women grouped together. We've got us on the side for where our picks are going to go. So explain to us, what's the setup here? Is this the number of boxes on the side? Is that the number of picks that we're going for? Or are we only drafting a few this time? What's happening again?
Okay, so going to just mix things up a little bit as I tend to do. I don't like sticking to the same format that often, so we're going to switch the rules up a little bit. The main changes to the rules this time around is the drafting process. So last year, if you can remember all the way back then, we started with drafting only 10 superstars each, and then incrementally every pay-per-view cycle our rosters got bigger and bigger and bigger, which is fine in practice. Well, it's fine in theory. In practice, it meant that my job was getting harder and harder each and every week as my enjoyment for WWE in particular dwindled with every single week as well. So I decided to reverse that process. This time around, we're going to select 20 superstars each to start with. And then the big change is that with every single passing pay-per-view cycle, we will eliminate one person from our teams every single month. Essentially, I've dubbed the kind of overarching drafting mechanic as beyond this first initial draft, it's going to be one cut, one swap. So essentially, everybody is going to have the ability between every pay-per-view cycle, after Backlash and every other pay-per-view following it, we'll have to cut someone from our rosters. And we also have the ability to trade one of our existing superstars for another superstar in the free agency pool. Same things will apply as per usual. The first person that has the opportunity to do those things will be the person who wins the prediction contest. And then we also have these fancy new rules, or fancy new bonuses for people that get to win pay-per-view predictions or PLE predictions. I've listed it PLE because that's the, you know, that's the brand now.
I hate how I've started to get used to calling it PLE. So yeah, I'm like, I caught myself the other day going like, oh, it's just a PLE. And I was like, oh no,
the gotcha.
Like it's been enough time now that it burned itself into my brain, and I'm like, the pleh.
So a few other bits and pieces, as usual, just housekeeping for people that are just checking out this fantasy draft the first time. So what happened is that we'll draft snake style, as we typically do for our mock drafts. So the order has been determined based on our WrestleMania predictions, who did the best there. I won the WrestleMania prediction contest. Rob came second, Tony came last. So that'll be the order in which we draft. I'll go first, Rob will go second, Tony will go third, and then we'll snake style from there. So Tony will get the next pick, then Rob, and then back to me. And then the first five picks of our drafts are protected picks, which means they cannot be eliminated from our team other than if we decide to take them off our teams for whatever reasons. Both male and female superstars are eligible. You don't draft tag teams or factions or stables in the way that they're going to do for the actual draft. Mm-hmm. You have to just draft individuals in this one. Points are only scored for results on PLEs or an episodes of Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. So anything that happens on main event, level up, speed, anything like that, don't count towards your points. That's the thing about the Speed Championship that's going to be crowned as well. You only get points for that one if it's ever defended on an actual PLE or one of the main shows rather than Speed. Okay. So keep that in mind.
Even have any idea who's still in the running for it.
Yes.
Is it still like Ricochet and Bronson, maybe? I think
it's Ricochet and either the winner of Bronson and Gargano, and I'm assuming it's going to be Bronson.
Hmm. And then, following, as I say, it's going to be the one elimination and then one trade rule, but also just to keep in mind, following SummerSlam and the Royal Rumble, there'll be two eliminations from your teams instead.
For that week, or for
just those two shows. Following those two shows, we will eliminate two people from our teams as opposed to just one.
Not like and then each subsequent week, after that.
Oh yeah. Every other pay per view cycle, it will just be the one elimination. But because those two are the next two biggest events outside of WrestleMania, we'll just have to make it like a double elimination cycle.
This is the WWE Fantasy League Survivor Edition.
Exactly. And, that's why I kind of termed it.
And that means that we've got those like double elimination weeks. We've got I don't think we have any snuffers. We need to get some kind of, you know, thing to clamp down. Do we have an immunity idol? The hidden immunity idol kind of thing?
No, but we have, as I say, rewards for prediction victories. So this is how it will go. So the when you win one PLE prediction victory, you can double three of your superstars points between now and the next PLE. So essentially any time that you win a prediction contest, you get that bonus to you. Then if people that win two PLE prediction contests, they can trade an additional superstar from their team before the next PLE. So they can make two trades as opposed to just the one that we're all entitled to between each show. When you win three PLE prediction victories, you can directly trade one of your team superstars from an opponent's superstar. So it's like an unprotected pick, but it basically means that you can just immediately pick up someone who's doing well from someone else's team. Then it gets very interesting when you get to four, which is then you get to decide which superstar is eliminated from someone's team. That is a very realistic possibility, because I think Tony won about four prediction victories before me and Rob got one correct last year.
I had a pretty good hot streak going on for a little bit there. I was kind of hoping that I would just win them all and just be like, ah!
And then if someone does get to five or more PLE prediction victories, they can choose both the superstar that's eliminated from both of their opponent's teams.
So, now, when it comes to the people that you can cut from your teams, mm-hmm. can you cut your own protected pick?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It's just protected from other people cutting it from you.
Yeah, exactly. The first five are basically the five that you think you're going to have the best shot of being around your team, basically there till the end. And if you decide for some reason that you want to eliminate one of your protected picks, whether they get injured, released, who knows, then you get to nominate someone else to be your protected pick instead,
as opposed to whoever you draft gets immediately put in that spot.
you'll always be in control of who your protected picks are.
Okay, so it's like, you know, if you have Scripps as your protected pick, I don't know why you would, but if you cut him and then you draft B-Fab, that it would be like, I'm trying to put these ideas in Rob's head, that you would be like, right, you're not beholden to B-Fab is now in that spot. You could say, well, that's going to go to Dante Chen.
Yeah, exactly. And then the points scoring is pretty much the same as it was. There's been a few little tweaks, but nothing that's really worth going into too much detail about. The main thing, obviously, to keep in mind, especially with recent news that we'll be talking about on the hot tags, you lose 50 points if someone on your roster gets released while they're still on your roster. So keep that in mind. That didn't happen last year for anybody. But just something to keep in mind now.
I'm going to switch Guru Raj, by the way, as another one of the releases, because he seemingly has been confirmed to be gone.
Okay. I think they basically said that like there's no more Indian talent on the roster, mm-hmm. so I guess he counts as part of that.
They finally removed him from the roster page like yesterday, which was like, okay. Wow, it took you like 2 years.
So I'll keep trying to say, you'll be able to see on the draft board that we've already cut out the ones that were released in the past week that I hadn't gone, that I'd already set up the rosters by the time that those releases had happened. So I've just, this will be how we indicate if someone's been released moving forward, just a red and across through them. And then, yeah, it'll just be a case of us selecting our teams from here, collecting the 20 people. This is the main draft board. Of course, realistically, you could draft anybody. You could draft like the two NFL guys that appeared at WrestleMania if you really wanted to, but they're not unlikely to get you many points for it. This is the draft board based on people that have kind of had a match in the last year or so, except for people like Big E and stuff like that, but they're technically still on the roster, even though there's a very good chance that they may not, well, in Big E's case, never wrestle again.
I don't think Big E's ever going to wrestle again. I'm pretty confident in that at this point.
So yeah, that's basically the premise then. So all you guys need to know for now is that we're about to draft 20 people each to our teams. There's about 200 people to choose from, so there's plenty to go around. And yeah, that'll be the crux of our teams that will slowly get whittled down by the time WrestleMania. By the time WrestleMania comes around, we'll probably be down to about like 7-8 people. So you have to be pretty focused on getting good people that you think will sustain you for the rest of the year, really. Because there aren't, even though you're going to get, everyone's going to be able to get a chance to trade throughout the year, there's one trade per pay-per-view cycle is not a lot to work with. So,
and then when new people get added to the roster, then they just become free agents to be able to be drafted for trades. So
as soon as you either cut someone from your roster, so you could cut someone from your roster, and then if you find out they're really doing really well, and you have the opportunity to, you could trade them back onto your roster at some point as well. They're not like permanently frozen out for you, but it just means that you have to, you're relying on a gradually smaller and smaller pool of people to get you points. So.
Alrighty. Now let's see if, what our strategies are. I already have a strategy ahead of time. I had thought, well, there's almost no chance that I'm going to beat Callum on the predictions on night two. And I was like, all right, I don't want to be in the middle. So I'm going to purposely predict WrestleMania wrong and force Rob into the middle.
All right, look, we are about 5 minutes into this season and I'm already feeling the shenanigans for coming. And
I think it has to be said that so Tony won the last predictions contest at WrestleMania. I think it's probably like the third or fourth time that it's come down to WrestleMania to decide who wins the prediction contest, which is probably the sign of a good draft. But it has to also be said that a lot of the drafts, it's kind of just come down to me and Tony with Rob not even really in the conversation by the time it gets to WrestleMania. You've won one out of the like six that we've done. I think five or six that we've done.
Where's the...
Well, the reason I won the one was because Roman was actually an active competitor.
Yeah.
And imagine that.
So if you guys are watching on YouTube, you can see on your screen right now, this is the wiki, the smart out moment. Smart-out-moment, because they forced me to do that. fantasyleague.fandom.com. If you go to the Fantasy League section, you could see season one, I won from the old time when it was like Wago and Payton and them. Then it was Payton, then it was Wago, then it was Payton, then the first one where it was the three of us and Wago. That was me. Then Rob for season six. Then Callum, then me, then me. Or no, that me not for the last one. That's I just copied and pasted the same order, so we don't know who's gonna win yet.
Hold on. I won 3 years ago. That's sad.
So yeah, I think that it has come down to the wire a few times, which is good to know. But yeah, we'll just have to see how it goes this time around, because there's a new landscape, there's some new people, it's a new era. I don't know.
It's a new era.
So
it's a new era. Can I draft Triple H? It's
the Triple H. I don't know how many points he'd get you, but to be fair, he seems to be appearing on every show at the moment just to promote it. But yeah. So if we're ready to get going, we can get going. I'll just be copying and pasting people into our respective teams, as you would do. So I guess I'm going first. Who would I pick to be the first draft pick? I think I might go with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, I
wasn't expecting to get Cody.
I will say Cody was my first. I was going to go for Cody, of course, but
I'll say this: I have my first three picks mapped out, and the first of those three is Gunther.
Damn! I was hoping that I could steal Gunther in a second roundabout. All right, so then I will go. Let me see. I'm looking at my S tier and all that. I have that up on the screen for people that can see the method to my madness. I am going to go Becky Lynch.
New all women's world champions. That's a good choice.
And I will go. I got a feeling this is going to end up being maybe one of those sort of mistakes, but I kind of want to make sure that I get him. Bron Breakker.
That was actually quite high up for me. I was thinking about getting Bron Breakker pretty early, so...
Gunther was my first pick the last time around, and he didn't work out as well as I was hoping that he would. Like, I thought I'd, like, run away with the...
Had you not run away with it when he was champion for 666 days?
Because he didn't defend it all that often. He was, like, you know, kind of once every, like, month and a half or so.
So this person was in my mind as my second pick. I'm hoping that momentum carries... And this doesn't bite me in the ass by November, but I'm going to take Solo Sikoa.
Another high up pick.
Again, possibility there for Solo. I'm going to pick Jade Cargill.
Damn.
All right.
Now, she wasn't one of my top picks, but she was.
I don't think she's losing before WrestleMania.
So,
I thought about picking her first, and then I thought, well, what if they just get tired?
I think they'll be I think they feel like they have like a need to push her, so I'm gonna go with that. Then I need to have a look, because as I say, without any preparation, I'm a little bit lost on certain ones for this, because there's a lot. Who would I go with? Let's go Tiffany Stratton.
Damn.
One of my protected picks last year did not work out as well as I thought, because I thought she'd be an NXT champion all year, and she wasn't, but she's phenomenal, and I would have loved to have had her on my team again this year. But
who'll be in your team this year instead?
I'm genuinely surprised I'm going to get this person. I got all three of my top picks. Bianca Belair.
Damn. I was like, oh, he's not going to get Belair this time. I'm going to get her in the next one. Maybe I shouldn't have sabotaged myself third. I get the double thing. So I'm gonna go Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu. Yeah.
Trey Fatou not listed on this one. Obviously, you can draft whoever you want, so just need to type him in.
Well, you've got him on the draft board.
I did put him in, didn't I? I think I did that as just as a assumption, but yeah. It's okay. Okay, that's good. It's basically getting the bloodline early.
Kind of like Solo, I hope that they don't... I mean, they're on your team, so fuck them. But I hope that WWE doesn't just drop them. You know, I hope that they're used well all throughout. Back to me. I'm surprised I'm getting this person. Give me some Bailey.
Hey, you want some Bailey?
I kind of felt that she wasn't gonna last that long as champion. So
yeah, she was in my top range, but the more I thought about it, the more I was like, she already did the big thing, and now it's just a matter of time before she loses.
So let's go, Trick Williams.
Damn, I was hoping that I could get him as my last one of the protected ones. Trick just champions, won the title.
I think he'll hold it for a little while, I assume. There's someone that I'm thinking about, but there's a risk attached to that person. I don't know if I'm willing to take that risk just yet.
I'll spoil that the Bron Breakker pick where I was like this or somebody else. The other person hasn't been picked yet. So come back to this. If when we pick that, unless you get the chance to pick them, come back to that risky person and let us know what the risk is.
So far, no one's taken anybody from me, and I'm hoping to just keep that thing going.
I'm gonna go with Jey Uso.
Not a bad protected pick. I mean, Jey isn't most likely going to win that belt at Backlash, but he's probably going to be a very active, constant superstar.
Yeah.
All right. I'm debating between two people.
I wonder if these are the final
picks, remember, yeah?
I'm going to hope to God
he's going between these two. I'm putting it up on my screen.
I'm going to hope to God they don't screw me over here. You know what? No, I'm not going to play with my heart. I'm going to play with another brain. I'm going to go Obafemi.
Oh, okay. I didn't think that was going to be one of those two.
He's big.
Which we didn't get a chance to talk about it on the hot tags, but Babatunde is now Baba Thunder. So Baba Thunder is big. I thought you were going to go between these two other different people, so I'm going to grab one of them. Sami Zayn.
Ooh, I was not thinking Sami Zayn because I think it's a matter of time before he loses.
Okay, there's Sami Zayn, and who's next for you?
Damian Priest.
Oh, there it is.
The reason why I went with Sami Zayn as the protected pick as opposed to Damian Priest, both are going to lose that title by the time we get around to the end of the season, for sure. They're not going to hold it for a whole year. But I feel like Zayn is going to wrestle more often and could rack up more points in the grand scheme, whereas Damian Priest, I got a feeling maybe when he drops that belt, he might end up falling back into not being as prominent. So I'm more willing to risk that somebody in the future can take Damian off my team than Sami Zayn, I think.
Yep. So now back to Rob. So no more protected picks.
This is still a protected pick?
No. You've got five more protected picks now, yeah.
I am going to go with Grayson Waller.
It's a good one.
Yep. Can definitely do something. Current tag team champion. They get some hopefully early points on the board. Chad Gable.
I thought about Chad. Then I thought, what if they just give up on him?
Yeah.
I think they'll at least give him one reign with the IC title before they give up on him, though. So that's the hope, is that at least early on, because I can trade him out if I feel like I need to at some point.
Yeah, hopefully they actually push him with this heel turn.
And then... Options. I'm still not sure about that one that I'm thinking about, but I think that's too much of a risk at the moment. So maybe...
Did the risky person come up yet? The one they were talking about before?
No.
Okay.
They're still there, but I still think they're risky, so I don't know if I want to take it. I wonder if
they're the person I'm thinking about right now, that if it doesn't get said, will probably be my next pick.
Who do I think is going to win titles at some point?
I'll put it out there. I think you both are talking about Drew McIntyre. Is that the case?
No.
Well, I'm talking about Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. I wasn't, but that's a good shout.
Because it's do you risk the idea that he's going to be the champion versus that he might leave the company, you know?
Question, do we get extra points if Tony D'Angelo murders somebody?
No, but you lose points if he murders someone that gets released subsequently. I don't see anyone rushing to get Drew Gulak, so that's probably fine. I think I'm going to go for...
They're not reaching for that string.
This feels really bad coming in, so I'm prepared. I have no idea who I'm going to pick. They're just...
Oh, you get used to it. It's like a warm feeling of chaos.
You know what's helped? I shouldn't be helping, but you know what's helped me when I've not prepared? I've looked at the roster. Like, I've kind of like done like a quick glance with my eyes throughout the whole thing, like a quick scan. And then the names that stand out, those are the ones where I'm like, all right, maybe that one, that one, that one. Like, I've kind of like trusted my gut with some other ones in the past. I probably shouldn't say that. I probably should just be like, go for the scripts.
I mean, I've trusted my gut. No, my gut's terrible.
Yeah. I'm going to go for Roxanne Perez.
Another good option. Yeah, she's probably going to hold that title for quite a while.
I hope she loses it next week. where's that NXT ACL injury? Let's bring this around. I'm going to go Liv Morgan.
Somebody I was thinking about.
Yeah, good chance someone who's going to win.
Nervous that again. This is my phrase for the episode. What if they just give up on her? But they seem to have plans for Libby.
Back around to me. Look in my eyes. What do you see? Did I get nerve? Oh god, Ilya Dragunov. No, I'm going to Ilya Dragunov. I just figured that'd be a good way to introduce it. Thank you. And I'll also go Carmelo Hayes. I'm just going to bank on. They could, but I'm going to go on the Dragunov, Hayes, and Breaker side. And Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu. I'm basically going, give me the new really people in the new era.
It's a new era. I respect this.
It's a new era. Yes, it is.
Rob?
Okay, so we're back to me.
I think I have a new era hat somewhere.
This is... You know what? No. I mean, even if I lose points with Waller, I'm going to try to hedge that by going Montez Ford.
I thought that was going to be an Austin Theory pick right then. Still waiting for you to draft Trey Bearhill.
I'm going to go for... I had someone in my head, and now I've lost them. Yeah, it's not that one. Asuka.
Asuka's a good one. She's always perennial. She's there. She's
the perennial if the four horsewomen go down. We got Bianca, we got Asuka.
Yeah. That's the hope, anyway. And then LA Knight.
I had a feeling LA Knight was going to be the next pick for you.
Okay, question, because I just want to
remember. Pretty sure that the answer is yeah.
How many points do we lose if they're just not on TV?
Oh, if they're not on TV, then it's just a negative 1 point a week if they're not on TV.
Okay, so nope, not yet then. Okay.
Not going with Roman yet.
Roman was not the person I was thinking of, actually.
Oh.
I am keeping an eye on Roman. It's not Seth.
Or Rhea. A lot of people that won't be on TV for a few months anymore.
Yeah, apparently.
there's really no point in drafting some of those people because like they won't be back by the time like Backlash or any other pay-per-view, so you can always trade them in if you need to.
Yeah.
All right, this person just signed a new contract. We know they're not going anywhere. I'm going to take the chance that maybe this is the year we give Finn Balor the World Heavyweight Championship.
I was thinking about picking Finn Balor.
I was thinking about maybe grabbing him this next round. Yeah.
They're paying him now, so they want to do something with him.
All right, so who can I grab from this list now? Looking, but no, I'm just kidding. let's go Austin Theory.
Okay, we share points if they win.
And damn, that's tough. Now I feel like we're in like those risky picks. Do you want to get somebody that you can hold on to and they're going to lose points over the course of the next few months? Or do you just go with somebody who you know is going to stick around? Randy Orton.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he would come along pretty soon.
As far as I'm aware, he's not injured right now, but you never know with Orton.
So I will at least get appearance points on Monday, and I can't see this person losing their title anytime soon. Logan Paul.
It's good. On Monday? He's like he's advertised on Raw. For Monday?
He's on Raw, yeah.
So I am going to take Drew McIntyre now.
Let's see, the rescue the one that you were talking about the originally the first time, right?
Yeah. The thought now being that the thought just crossed my mind is that if I feel like the risk is too high, I can just trade him off my team at some point. Or eliminate him if I feel like he's going to get released at some point. Because remember, it's only the moment that he's released if he's still on my roster. So if it's the day before I take him off, then it doesn't affect me. And then Nia Jax.
Naya's going earlier than I thought she would.
Well, but, Naya, you know, like, Naya's had a redemption arc this year.
And she doesn't lose matches. And I think that there's a good chance she gets dropped over to SmackDown and she beats Bayley for the title.
Oh, come on.
I don't think she's beating Bayley, but I do think that she's going over to SmackDown.
Well, I've kind of picked the two people that I feel like most confident that is going to beat her, which is Tiffany and Naya. So,
yeah.
So I've gone down those routes.
I was assuming you were talking about them instead of Trick and Drew. All right, Rob.
Okay.
Tell us why you're picking him off.
He just came back, so there's no way he's losing much yet. I'm going to go with Sheamus.
I think he's losing to Drew McIntyre in about a week.
Do you get points based off of how many burgers?
I then give him burger after burger.
Let's go.
He did say he wants to be the Burger King, and I can see if they don't pull the trigger on Ilya, I can see him being the guy going into the finals with Gunther.
And then losing.
Get a couple wins.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
No, it's always a good hand to have.
And crap. I'll go Andrade. Not feeling super confident about that.
Wow, that's...
They just give up on him.
they probably will.
That might be what each side has said when they picked him up in the past years. We're in kind of risky territory, but I don't have a lot of women on my side. And I'm gonna...
Just like reality.
Yeah, it sadly is. I'm going to just take a chance that they're going to listen to the internet, and the internet loves Jada Parker. I'm going to pick up Jada Parker, who won a match last night on NXT.
I was waiting for a traditional Rob pick.
Yeah, that's there's the Bronson Reed from years before he's ever pushed.
Hey, I was thinking about it, and now he's someone.
So now someone who might get pushed in the women's division of NXT that I'm going to actually pick. I'm going to pick up Sol Ruka.
Okay. You didn't take the one that I was thinking about picking.
Well, there's several people in NXT's women's division, but
NXT is so hit or miss because they could either go to the moon or they're going to get knee surgery.
Well, he's not going to the moon anymore.
we'll talk about that on the hot tags, of course.
I just think that, like, especially with the heel Roxanne Perez, she seems to be a good fit to be the next champion.
They are pushing Sol Rocket pretty well. Like, she had a solid performance with the whole beach brawl thing, and she seems like she's at the very least going to feud with Roxanne relatively soon.
Yeah.
Is that vibes you guys are getting? I wasn't getting those vibes.
I was thinking by Heat Wave, she's the challenger.
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I don't know whether she'll necessarily be the one that beats Roxanne, but I think she'll be pushed to at least to get a title shot against her at some point. And then I think Blair Davenport's going up, but I don't really have a huge amount of faith for her.
I also think she's going up.
I think she's
going up in the same vein of like Isla Dawn and Alpha Fire.
Do you get a special appearance points with every time Adriana Rizzo talks like that's like she's just a motherfucker?
I wouldn't guess so. I don't think I put that down as the
If you watched NXT, you might be open to giving points every time Adriana Rizzo talked.
So you got a second pick?
No, I'm still just like trawling my way through to just think about who's going to be a good option.
There's somebody. I'm going to hover my mouse over this person and not click on them. But this person, I'm going to try to get them later on if somebody doesn't steal them ahead of time. They could be a points maker. So
might be a little bit early for this one, but I think I'm going to go for Julius Creed.
There's a good chance that they get pushed pretty well.
There is a good chance they get pushed.
I think I tried with Julius Creed because I thought they were going to push him as a singles act, but they're still a tag team. But I think eventually he's got to be a singles act. So,
and it's, you know, there's more of a chance that Julius doesn't take the pin and lose singles matches and stuff compared to Brutus.
Yeah,
It's my go again.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to balance out the one NXT Wounds pick with the person who I actually think is beating Roxanne, Thea Hale.
Damn. That was the one that I was nervous that Callum was going to pick.
It's just from my perspective, because I just think Sol Rocket is far more talented than Thea Hale.
Was it last year or the year before that I was like, push her now, she can be the face of the women's division?
The reason why I was going to pick Hale as my next pick is if she's not the one that beats Roxanne, I think there's a really good chance that she wins that NXT Women's North American title. So I'm like, it's those two that stand out the most to me, which now there's nobody else that stands out in NXT for me.
I'll just say this now because I think it's going to be a good couple of months before we get around to this person. The person I was referring to earlier when I asked about how long do we lose points is Julia.
Oh, okay.
Is she on the trip?
No, she's not.
Because she's not. In at least has not really been announced as officially signing, even though everyone kind of knows that she's there. In the same way, Jacob Fatu is basically okay, everyone's confirmed with it. She's technically part of another roster right now, so.
But we're still keeping the Jacob Fatu one as
Jacob Fatu is rumored to be joining Friday.
You could pick Julia if you want to. There's nothing stopping
I would
you.
Have, if, but I don't.
You want could to pick Kenny Omega if you wanted to, but it's like it's not going to appear. <here.
laughs> All right, so then let's see who should I get with these two picks. I just said there's not many women on NXT that are standing out to me, but they seem to like her enough. So I'll go Lola Vice.
That was another one that I was considering.
Yeah, I was considering it as well.
And then I'll get somebody else on the main roster that we know is probably going to appear more often. And just for the sake that I don't know, I don't think that they're really going to do anything with him that's crazy, but at least he's got to be around. I'll throw Bobby Lashley in there.
That's a solid choice with logical reasoning.
That is me. I am built solid and I got logic.
All right, so they already beat the team that I wanted them to lose to, so you better not fail me now. R-Truth.
Oh, that was actually going to be my next pick.
Hmm.
He's never getting released. Imagine the feedback they'd get if they released R-Truth or something.
Yeah, they'd be in a shitstorm if they did.
Now, if you draft the Miz, do you lose points every time he fails to be on key with the rhythm of the what's up? Because he can't whatsoever.
That's a minus 100, I think.
He starts the what after it's already at the up for the most part.
Okay, let's have a look. A few good options. Just picking the right one.
Rich Holland's getting angry. Draft him.
I'm gonna double up with a Curry sign then to get both members of the Kabuki Warriors. And then who would be next?
Traveling over Valentino for Royce.
I've just got it clicked on there. It's definitely not gonna be that one. I've just been moving my mouse around. Another push new at the moment, go with AJ. I just was.
Oh yeah, you can't lose because you have Cody too. So
yeah, I might get it might be a crazy thing that I get extra points for that. If I decide to go absolutely mental and put the title on AJ Styles, but that's fine.
You know what? I think this person will be on TV regularly, and I'm gonna say it right now. I think she's winning Money in the Bank. Chelsea Green.
You think she's winning Money in the Bank, huh?
I do.
To me, it feels like
fun in our lives.
There's three things hovering around Tiffany Stratton. Either she ends up being Queen of the Ring, Ms. Money in the Bank, or the champion, or somehow
you just said
two
that.
Of them.
Now I'm thinking Tiffany Money in the Bank, but Chelsea could be a fun, annoying queen. You know?
I mean, you're very light if you were going to pick Tiffany Stratton to be the off the back of that.
All right,
Tony. After this pick, there'll be five picks left for each of us. So coming down to the wire a little bit now.
Yeah,
I'll put Brutus Creed on mine in case they end up winning those tag titles. And to balance that out, I'll put the Miz.
Okay. Even with that minus 100 point clause on this pick.
All right.
He's got to learn.
I will write that into the rules. No, I'm
Oh, I'm surprised Io hasn't been picked yet.
I think she's on the down cycle. So I'm going to wait to see what they plan to do with her. Yeah. At least I know the other the Kabuki Warriors are champions, so they have to do something with her, them and them, for the time being. I don't know what they're going to do with Io. She might win Queen of the Ring. Who knows?
She's the Queen of the Sky. Is that what they call her?
Genius of the Sky.
Okay, so now we're down to the wire where some of these picks feel dicey. Please don't lose to Tony D'Angelo. Charlie Dempsey.
I don't think he's going to drop the Heritage Cup to Tony D'Angelo. I think that's just setting up D'Angelo is another contender, and then Dempsey comes out on top. It'd be kind of weird if it's Tony D'Angelo, the Heritage Cup champion, you know?
Yeah. Let's see.
Just broke a mirror. Do you want to test your luck?
that doesn't entice me in one way or another. Way to make a really unattractive pick even more unattractive.
Was that like a segment? What are you talking about here?
Oh, you didn't see that on NXT?
Oh.
They had a whole backstage thing. It's an impromptu hot tag. We don't need to talk about it on the hot tags now. They had a whole thing where AOP was advertised as being like, oh, we're coming for the tag titles. And a bunch of people in the locker room were all like, man, it's so annoying that everybody from the main roster comes down and wants to steal these belts. Luke and Carl... they came in, they're like, yeah, this is NXT and whatever. So everybody looked at them like, what? Like, you're fucking main roster too. And then for some reason, the segment ends with Idris Onofe dropping a mirror and then looking at it broken and being like, oh, man.
What the fuck? That's so weird.
And Vic Joseph is like, oh, 7 years of bad luck.
That's very weird.
It's really dumb.
I'm not getting, like, I'm not getting great vibes from pretty from anybody much anybody. They're just all very, like, just, not say like all mid, but they're all just a bit.
they're all in the same range of like.
Yeah, they could all. They're all going to win some matches. They're all going to lose some matches. Like there's. I don't see any real sustained pushes from any of them. At least not at the moment.
Like, do you go with like a Bronson Reed or a Ricochet or a Dominic Mysterio or a Josh Ricochet Briggs or, you know, like
Ricochet would have been a first round pick, but if you're not going to count that Speed Championship, then I ain't buying.
Well, if the Speed Championship gets defended on Raw or SmackDown, then it does count.
We won't know until they start doing it.
No, I'm going for Noam Dar.
Just not anticipating Noam Dar. I didn't think that if you had, another 11 picks.
He beat Dijak in just a random match on NXT, and I just think that Shawn Michaels likes him.
He does.
Oh, definitely. That's the reason why.
Well, that's why Gallus is still on the roster.
I still don't know why they're not paired up with Drew McIntyre.
And then I'm going to go with... Oh, God, who to choose from this one? Fallon Henley.
That's good for appearance points. She's always on every episode.
That's another choice, I think, to beat Roxanne Perez.
I would love to see it. She's actually...
Oh, we've been losing people here and there. What's going on here?
Camera's going on and off.
Okay, so that's happening for everybody. Okay, got it.
Yeah. I seem to be losing both. I think it's I'm losing both of you guys. I don't think I've glitched out, but it seems to keep balancing itself out.
No, I've watched you and Callum go, so
yeah,
it's just doing that for all of us.
Just fuck you, Skype. at least the audio is showing up okay, so, you know. Yeah, so it's Rob's next pick, right?
All right, look. God, please, God, don't let them lose. Give me Akam. They're either going to be the NXT Tag Team Champions or just back to the back of the line with you. Because they're already challenging next week.
Okay, back to Tony.
We just mentioned them. They're going to be around. So Bronson Reed and Ricochet.
Bronson Reed's a good choice. Because if Sammy gets hurt and they get itchy or something, he could be the IC champion. You know?
All right.
Not super duper confident in those, but they at least they wrestle.
All right, back to Rob.
Back to me.
You got Razor as well? You're going to hedge your bets.
No, if I'm gonna hedge my bets on anyone, I'm gonna guess it's been 3 years since they've held gold. Give me Angelo Dawkins. I'll hedge my bets on the Profits.
Forgot that Dawkins wasn't picked. Probably should have grabbed him.
Dawkins, unfortunately. Yeah.
we're low enough now that it's like people that might get eliminated pretty early. So let's just go for some people that I like. I'm gonna go with Tyler Bate.
Tyler Bate.
And then I'm actually going to go with Ludwig Kaiser.
It's not a bad option. I mean, they booted out Giovanni Vinci, so they might
see clear who the favorite boost. Clear who the favorite is out to them. And he's also dating Tiffany Stratton. So I just think there might be some sort of connection there. I think he's pretty safe. And him and Goodson might win the tag titles. Who knows?
Well, they just need a sermo for Gunther's King Mabel.
You know, I was maybe this is something we'll talk about a little bit more on the hot tags, but what if they booted out Giovanni Vinci so they could put Ilya Dragunov in that spot?
Ilya does not want to be in Imperium. He gets annoyed every time people
ask. What if Triple H wants Ilya Dragunov to be part of Imperium? Doesn't matter what he thinks.
It's a new era.
That's fair.
I didn't think about that until right now when you said about the tag titles, because it's like, that could work, you know. Giovanni Vinci just like, well, he's not the right fit, and you know, whatever. Poor Giovanni Vinci. All right, so Rob, Joaquin Wilde.
We're still here, a couple
picks each, so this is the last kind of cycle, really.
Just two picks in general. That's just, all I have left?
Yeah, you've only got two more picks, yes.
Okay, all right, we should use our brain power. But there's not many people.
I thought you were going to say, but there's not much. we should use our brain power, but there's not much.
There's also that, too.
I'm running out.
Okay. I'm going to take CM Punk. He will be on the next couple episodes, so I can confidently say CM Punk through Backlash.
Picking with the idea of Backlash in mind has not come across my mind whatsoever, so that's...
And that'll be the first, that's the first point scoring event, so...
Yeah, I have not been thinking about that. I probably should have.
To be honest, I don't even know most of the matches that are happening at Backlash.
There's two matches announced.
Yeah, only, okay. There's only two confirmed.
Oh, so Tony Styles and what? So
Styles and Cody and Jay and Damian.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Although, we can kind of assume that maybe... the tag titles are going to be on the line, that kind of thing. Do I go with risky picks? Here's what I'm thinking.
This is the point where you might be losing these people anyway. You got to remember you're going to be losing at least one of these people after not Backlash, but after King of the Ring. One of these people is going. So
here's my thought process. I don't know if in the grand scheme this is going to be a pick that is worthwhile, and it's not worthwhile now, but...
Just pick Tamina and get it over with.
I'll throw Bo Dallas in there.
You know what? All right, I thought about it, but I'm like, oh, fuck, Backlash is... Fuck, I could have taken him.
It could be when they do the whole, like, he pops up there. And then the other pick that I'm going to finish out with is the guy that I was hovering my mouse over earlier. That
hedge your bets, take Strowman.
He's not going to probably do anything within the next little cycle, but just for the sake of even saying that he got drafted in this first, you know, in the draft, and be like, hey, look at that, he's like a one to watch type guy. Let's wait until the Skype thing gets rebooted again. There we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Javon Evans.
I did think about him.
Yeah. I think he's kind of one of those people that's just based on what my same people, because I think he's got a lot of potential. I think he's one of those guys that is just going to lose against big names, but like kind of in the way of getting the rub off of them, because he's like, he goes toe to toe with people like Dragunov and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Probably has a big match with Trick Williams at some point, but he's always losing until he gets that big win.
He's the guy that if they want to do a surprise 1-2-3 kid win over Femi, it's Javon Evans.
Yeah. I don't know. More than anything, I'm like, I like Javon Evans. I'll pick him for the sake of being like, I picked that guy. I support him. Because I was thinking about a lot of other people. Like, I thought about maybe just throwing Charlotte Flair in there.
That was my Jada Parker pick, where it's like, all right, look, if there's going to be one pick, it's this person.
I thought maybe Santos... Yeah.
Can I just draft Carlito's apple? Just the apple.
You'd have to draft the guy attached to it, I think. So.
And Carlito's apple should have been a part of the core.
Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna wait with the hope that maybe she sticks around and gets a couple wins on NXT, and they're never gonna release her. I'll take Natty.
Could always drop her.
Yeah. She'll go.
She's now in the Guinness Book of Records for most appearances on the Fantasy Draft. let's see. Okay, so I can kind of go through my process now because I've got the last pick anyway, so I can talk about some of the people. So, like, the ones that are standing out to me at the moment are... Funnily enough, Maxine Dupere.
I mean, yeah. She's probably at least going to get you the appearance points. So.
Yeah, and I think that they're doing the Lana thing with her.
I can see that.
She's the best.
Yeah, so I think that they might do something with that. Candice LeRae, just because they seem to be doing something with her, but I don't know how sustainable that is. then looking at the men's side of things, maybe Santos Escobar, but they seem to go really hot and cold with him and Elefine.
So there's a person here who hasn't gotten picked that I'm just realizing hasn't gotten picked.
Who's that?
Wow. I'm not going to say him. Yeah. Because Carol might pick him.
There's quite a lot of people that feel that thing. There's about like 100 plus people.
There's somebody here who... Well, I'll just say it because he's ironically... We'll talk about this on Friday. He's not on the WWE draft board either. Jimmy Uso, how the mighty have fallen. Nobody give a shit.
I'm gonna wait on that one because it's a case of I think that eventually this year when the Usos reunite, then it will be worth picking him.
Friday. I think they're legitimately like, all right, we did the match. Let's get through Backlash and then Usos tag team go.
I think they'll build up to that. They don't really rush things too much in the Bloodline story.
You got Tony D.
Tony D's there.
Shinsuke Nakamura. Boa's on the roster.
Pete Dunne, if I just want to go with someone that I like. I do. I'm a big fan of Axiom and Nathan Fraser, and I hope they keep the titles for a little while. I'd rather just not. Think that there is the one that I am actually quite interested in is Tommaso Ciampa because he's clearly turning heel.
I don't like that.
Not a fan of that either.
Just run with DIY.
They're just going to do the Ciampa Gargano feud on WWE, and it's going to be worse than it was when he was in NXT.
It's going to be worse. Why would you do it until there's like a belt or a something to fight over?
Oh, they're never winning a belt in WWE. I've kind of resigned myself to that. For like they're pretty much done at this point.
That's depressing.
So at the moment it's between Tommaso Ciampa and Tatum Paxley for me, because Tatum Paxley got a really good reaction in that match.
Tatum's great,
and they might ride that to like towards her finish. But I think I'm going to go with Ciampa as my choice. I might switch my mind with like drafting Tatum Paxley later on. I'm just going to see how sustainable that thing is. Despite how absolutely awful that storyline is, it seems to have got her over. So we'll see.
I think what got her over more than anything is the dumbass comments on the internet. And I think people are like, yeah, we got to support her now. It's like the Maxine Dupri thing. But Tatum's actually like, I see something. Tatum.
So there are three teams. Those will be our rosters for at least a little while. This will be like, we'll have all these 20 between Backlash and is it King of the Ring? The show's called, or is it called King and Queen
King
of the
and
Ring?
Queen of the Ring.
King and Queen of the Ring, yeah. And so after that show, one of these will be eliminated, and we'll have to swap. We can swap someone else over as we want to as well. But this is how we're starting off, and see how many points that this group can pick up for us. Anyone in particular you think was like a good pick or a steal, or thought that you did well to get them where you got them?
I'm genuinely surprised I got Bianca, because Bianca's Bianca, and she will almost certainly never lose.
If you wouldn't have taken Bianca when you did, I would have taken her in the next one, instead of doing the Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu thing. I feel like Rob picking Gunther first is going to be, like, that's the linchpin for him for sure. It's interesting with Solo, because it's like Solo's getting a big push, but he's not won yet in 2024. So whether or not they switch that around could be a big difference maker.
I saw a stat going around that he's had sometime last year, he's had 24 matches with LA Knight on like house shows and stuff like that, and he's lost every single one of them.
Well, it's a good thing we don't count house shows, but we count TV appearances. Yeah. And that's what we're going for here. But I feel the same way about Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga. Because, like I said, it's risky because you know that they're going to dominate, but also what if they just lose everything?
Right. And there's a chance that Sami Zayn just drops that IC title and Damian Priest just drops the World Heavyweight title. I think that one of the best picks is Callum getting Trick, because I was so dead set on getting Trick that next round.
I wanted to get Trick fairly early on. It's good that I managed to get him when I did, but I think I'm not too sure about like the Tama Tonga one, because I think that Tama Tonga's there to be the new Jimmy Uso. That's just my perspective. But they seem to be presenting him at least with some intensity to start with. I think Liv Morgan was a smart pick to go with pretty early on. I think that the fact that she lasted that long before being picked is a good choice. Ilya's will hopefully be a good choice. Hopefully he does thrive when he gets up to the main roster. Like Randy Orton that low down is good. I think Drew could, it's all very much dependent if Drew signs that new contract.
Mm-hmm.
If he does, then I think that could really work in my favor.
Maybe.
Yeah, then I think there's a chance that he doesn't sign the new contract, he still wins the world title. I think I think that they're going for a Summer of Punk thing with him.
Could be. Even if he signs, I think that they might try to pretend like he didn't.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot of potential with a lot of the picks we've got here. Some of the ones towards the bottom won't last very long, but we'll see. Yeah. There might be just random injuries, random releases, random things that just force us to switch things around with which we weren't expecting. It's going to be a long, 45 plus weeks ahead of us until WrestleMania 41. Any one of these guys, Aiken could be world champion by that point. Who knows?
I mean, I don't know about all that, but I'm at least hoping NXT tag champions, baby.
It ends up being Rezar, and that's one that didn't get picked. It's funny that you went with, I'm going to pick up Aiken.
Why? I would have picked up AOP if I had the double pick, but...
Well, you had the option with
you had three more picks after that.
I'm not gonna look. We don't know what they're doing with the Final Testament.
I'm not gonna think for a second. I was past the point of thinking at that point.
On the Profits because I think no matter what, they're gonna be tag team champions within the year.
I think the Jada Parker pick is going to be the one that we go back to.
Yeah, I just got to look at that and just go, what the fuck was he thinking?
It's either that or she's legitimately, she shoots up. It's one of those things where it's going to be either or, there will be no middle ground.
All right, well, that is the Fantasy League draft for this next season. Of course, we will be telling you more information about how that all plays out over the course of the next year, and nothing's going to be coming into effect really until the Backlash, the appearance points for the next week or so don't count, right?
No, not Backlash is the first time points we scored, so.
Okay, well, I hope that the Bo Dallas picks get Tony some early points. I will say, they're doing some fun stuff there. And
I know I don't get points for QR codes, but...
that's a shame, but... You should have drafted QR code.
QR code, yeah. What? I didn't even think of. Should have drafted Stu, the cameraman. He's on every single episode.
I'll say this to you guys who want to clown the Jada Parker pick. I said January 3rd, my one to watch is Oba Femi. What happened the very next night? He won the NXT North American title. I know what I'm doing here.
This is the season of Rob.
It's the summer of Rob. You've had the summer of Funk. You've had the summer of George. It's the summer of Rob.
You just got to hope then fall and winter spring work out.
It's eternal summer, damn it.
Eternal summer of Rob. All right, well, those are our picks. I'm not feeling super duper confident about mine, but we'll see how this goes. And, of course, Backlash is something that we'll get into later on. We've got an extra, week before that ends up happening. We got the draft, though, the actual WWE draft coming up on Friday and then on Monday. So we'll be talking about maybe some preemptive stuff on the hot tags. Of course, we're going to be recording the hot tags beforehand. We're recording this Wednesday afternoon. I think I'm publishing it either Wednesday night or Thursday morning or so. So I don't know if anything crazy happens on Dynamite tonight, but we'll talk about that on Hot Tags too. All the Fallout stuff from AEW Dynasty. I already gave my opinions about that, but Rob and Callum will have their chance to talk about AEW Dynasty on the Hot Tags. And keep in mind all the usual stuff. Hit the like button, subscribe, ring the notification bell. Get your Patreon stuff sorted out, YouTube channel membership. Check out the Linktree. I don't think I have the Linktree thing set up correctly on here to be able to switch it. I'll probably have to sort that in a way that makes more sense here. But, the Linktree, of course. Let's see. Here we go. Now it's up on the screen. amangotree.com. You'll find links to all the Fanboys Anonymous stuff, Smart Guy Moment stuff, and my own personal just offshoot things like Letterboxd and all. So go ahead and check that out. Make sure that you are following not just what I got going on, but also what Rob and Callum have got going on.
Yep, you can follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. I didn't check today. Maybe DudeFelice.com is up and running, but who knows? And but more importantly, just check out Smart Guy Moment. Check out Fanboys Anonymous. Because no matter what, I'm always going to be underneath the mango tree.
Wink. I have to say wink because I'm not on my screen right now.
And you can find me on Twitter at WeekWorst14. You check out the power rankings every single week over on smartcomer.com, where it's currently very early on in the new season for that. So you can just see who's been picking up, like, up and down the rankings, who's, and then there'll be, I usually introduce the league table, where you can see how people have been going progressing past the weeks after Backlash, when there's been time for it to settle in, and some people have been able to establish some consecutive weeks on the rankings, so check that out, follow that along. And then soon, as of this weekend as well, I'll be putting up the rules and all the teams for the Fantasy League. We're going up on smartcomer.com as well, so keep an eye on all that stuff. And then from Backlash on, follow it along to see who picks up points and who'll be the victor at the end of this season.
It'll be me this time. For real. For realsies. It'll be me.
It'll just be some guy named Victor who comes in. It's like, I'm the victor. All right. Well, we have this all sorted out, but as I said before, next time you're going to be hearing from us is going to be the hot tags. So stay tuned for that on Friday afternoon, Friday early evening, whenever we end up publishing that. Kind of depends on, I guess, your perspective and where you're living too. I don't know. But, you know, we've got that coming up. We'll talk about all the stuff that happens with the draft next week. Probably do some kind of, I don't know if we're going to do like maybe a dark cast or something that would be like a draft assessment or something, but that might be the case. We'll also have our Backlash predictions next week, get into all that stuff. And in the meantime, just keep following smartcomer.com. You never know what's going to be up on there, whether it's an article or another random podcast or, I don't know, some kind of a sponsored advertisement that I try to bury. I'll be perfectly honest when it comes to that. But all right, everybody, that's it. Leave your comments below. Tell us what you think. Who do you think is going to have the best run of this season? Who do you think had the steals? Who is making the wrong picks? Any of that kind of stuff. We'll check all that out, and we will see you next time. But for now, this has been another Smart Out Moment. We are being counted out.